Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you. The Google subscriber you have called is not available. Please leave a message after. Hello. Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you.
Addly doodly. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello. Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you.
Hello? 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 Howdy diddly. Hello? Hello?
I'm going so you can hear us.
Okay, cool.
Is everything?
You have to mute your phone. Okay, let's see. Is this working?
I can hear everything. Hello.
When did you get into death metal?
Ooh, what was that?
Rob, when would you say you got into death metal?
Probably, I don't know, wasn't the first genre of music that I was into. I think the first album I ever bought was Smash Mouth's Astro Lounge. Probably it was in maybe like my early 20s that kind of death metal became something that I was like, okay, yeah, this is like what started out as something that was maybe too intense and maybe a bit too aggressive all of a sudden started to appeal.
And then how did you get to be doing the Ned Flanders?
Oh, one more time on that?
How did you go from listening to death metal to saying, I need to start my own death metal band?
Oh, geez.
To do the Ned Flanders stuff.
So that kind of came from the idea that, I was still getting into metal a lot. And I'd played in like a folk band and an alternative rock band. And I wanted to, you know, branch out into a different genre. And so did a drummer friend of mine. And we thought, hey, let's try a metal band, but this will be kind of a goofy way to do that, like do it where it is very fun.
So I really love the idea. I was on board from the beginning. We wrote about you guys very early on. And were you a little surprised
with the amount of success that you got in a pretty short amount of time? Were you surprised at how well people reacted to it? Yeah, it was, we originally, thought that our demographic would be, if you can imagine, a Venn diagram of metal fans and of Simpsons fans, and that little sliver in the middle, we thought that was our fan base, and we thought it was just this tiny, tiny section of people. And then when we kind of put some pictures and some demos online, we realized that maybe even a tiny sliver of a Venn diagram across the entire reach of the Simpsons and the people who enjoy metal was a pretty large amount of people. And I think people even outside of that just kind of enjoyed the idea, and it ended up getting, a lot more attention than we ever expected.
Right. Yeah. So apparently, I remember when your band first came out, every media outlet jumped on the story. I mean, it's a very easy story to get behind. And you guys got a lot of publicity, and it turns out that Al Jean, the showrunner of The Simpsons, one of the people that's been at the show since almost the beginning, he got wind of this, and you guys ended up on a Simpsons episode this past weekend. Like, it's basically time to retire now, right? Like, where else is there to go?
Oh, man, I think that even though we've kind of hit this peak, I think that's the fun part about, we'll treat it like a ski trip a little bit. Sure, it's all downhill, but we're going to have fun along the way. We hit having that happen was super awesome and super cool. But we've still got a full touring schedule set up. We've got a lot of fans to kind of go around, and it's already been exciting at shows, because it kind of turns into like a tiny convention of Simpsons fans. And this kind of just adds something really, really cool that we can share with everyone.
When you got contacted about this, was it like one of those things where you thought you were getting, and they had to call you back?
Kind of in a way. Yeah. We got the email. I kind of woke up to just an email that kind of softly landed in my inbox, and I popped it open, and it totally blew me away. And yeah, we considered it was just completely unreal to us until it actually happened. And that kind of made it before this Sunday, it was an email conversation and a lot of anticipation. And then, when it actually happened, the excitement kind of doubled.
And did you notice an immediate bump in your fan base, or did you get a lot of attention from being on the Simpsons?
What we did kind of notice, I don't know if there was so much of a bump in fan base, but the current fan base that we do have, a lot of people who still really enjoy the show, were very excited with us. Lots of people reaching out, saying they're freaking out watching the episode, or congratulating us for being on there. And we're very kind of humbled by it, to see so many people reach out. It definitely just kind of energized a lot of the fan base who knew about us and have been kind of rooting for us. And That was very cool to see.
You still watch the show?
Yeah, I definitely do. I mean, we're touring as much as we do. Having a TV schedule is would be not the easiest thing to set up. We've got. I usually pop on Hulu and catch up on the most recent episodes when I can.
People come dressed up as Simpson characters to your show. Do you find a lot of cosplay going on?
Yeah. So we do have we kind of call them bonus Neds. Usually we'll have people come to the show dressed as Ned Flanders, and that's great. People find kind of their own get-ups and things. We played in the UK last year, and in London we had about 25 bonus Neds. Took this giant picture, and most of the people there couldn't tell who was in the band and who was kind of a fan playing the part. And we've had like a Heavy Metal Mod. We've had a Sideshow Bob, an Otto, one or two Homers. So, of Rod and Todd as well, who are really tearing it up in the mosh pit, I was very proud to see that. So we definitely have people who come out like dressed to get Brutalino.
That's excellent. And
it sounds like a really like fun and positive atmosphere at your live show. So it's pretty cool. And you guys are going to be touring until the end of April with Playboy Man Baby and Bear Ghost.
Mm-hmm. Playboy Man Baby is great. They're both bands are from Phoenix. And the first show I ever saw of Playboy Man Baby, they brought a microwave up on the stage and they plugged it in along with all the guitar pedals and stuff. And throughout the whole show, they made Hot Pockets. And every time one was done, they'd pop it out of the microwave and just toss it out into the crowd. So there's a good like 30 Hot Pockets just kind of scattered around. It was the most neighborly thing I'd ever seen a band do. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And so when they were asking us about like what bands would fit well on tour, I immediately thought of feeding the audience during a show. And I thought that's a very nettle thing to do. We're excited to be out with those guys. And Bear Ghost, they're from Phoenix too. They put on a super fun show. They've got this level of goofiness that runs really well with us. And we're excited to hook up with them later on the tour.
So now I want to ask, shifting gears back to The Simpsons, what are some of your all-time favorite episodes of The Simpsons?
Oh, boy. There's a couple. As far as like the full names of the episodes, I know a couple of them. The episode where Frank Grimes is brought in, I think, is one of the best ones because he's just kind of a person from the real world who is experiencing Springfield as someone who kind of thinks with common sense, and just his reactions to everything and the way that Homer is great. Definitely the episode where Bart and Milhouse go on a squishy bender, and on that bender they end up joining the junior campers or the Boy Scouts type of thing, and then end up sticking with it. Ned turns out to be the troop leader and they get lost out at sea. That one of the quotes from that episode ended up being our song Godspeed Little Doodle. And then my top one is definitely Hurricane Nettie, which is just Ned Flanders hits his breaking point. Springfield tries to help him out. He ends up yelling at the whole town, checking himself into an insane asylum, and kind of getting to the root of his, why he talks the way he talks, and that he also hates his parents. And yeah, that one I kind of pick as my favorite just because it is so Ned-centric and so fun to watch.
That one also has one of my all-time favorite lines, which was Homer going, "Oh, Ned, he's so crazy."
Yeah, same here, but I'm a big fan of when Ned's yelling at the town and Lenny kind of shows up and Ned says to him, "And I don't know you, but I'm sure you're a jerk." And Lenny's just like, "Well, I just got here. I don't know what's going on." Yeah, that scene gets me.
That's awesome. And so how has it been touring? Like, you toured with Max Sabbath last year, which is a Black Sabbath, Ronald McDonald crossover band. And it was like
mm-hmm.
a gimmicky tour, but you guys were playing some big venues. And, like, is touring now your full-time job?
To an extent, yeah. I mean, kind of for this last year, in 2017, we bounced between touring and then just do some, this boring accounting work on the side. This year we've kind of stepped in, and since the beginning of the year, since we toured all of February and we're touring all of this month, that's been pretty much everything I do. Doing the Flanders run most of the year. Then when, I'm not touring, I bounce to my incredibly exciting accounting work.
Do you have any accounting advice for all the metalheads listening right now, especially with tax season approaching?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, as far as like if you're on the road and you're out there traveling, keep your meal receipts. If you're having, I don't know if a white wine spritzer qualifies, but if you're out there eating on the road, that's all tax deductible. That's something we do a lot. And of course, all the gas is all tax deductible and whatnot. Whenever we're filling up Ned Vanders, we keep all the receipts for that.
Wonderful. Ned Vanders, of course. Well, Ned, thank you so much. You guys are talking about the hat on the road for a big tour. Where could people find out more info about your tour?
You can find out at oakleydokely.com. That's got all our tour dates and everything. Our Facebook page, we're on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, YouTube. And even if you just happen to Google Ned Flanders Band, Google has decided that we're the thing people are looking for when that comes up, which is really great. And I don't know how the algorithm set that. Oakleydokely.com is kind of the main place where you can get all your nose news.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Matt. I'm glad we were able to make this work out. Hope you, the late Maude Flanders, Robin Todd, life.
All right. You too as well. Thanks so much.